from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, yeah.
Is we keep talking about Purdy like he is already a made man. And I would submit he's no more made than Jimmy was. Brock Purdy's quarterback, 21 regular season games. What was his record in those? 17-4. Jimmy Garoppolo's first 24 games with the Niners.
The one stat he had did work for him.
19-5.
Yeah.
Their playoff records. Purdy's 4-2. Garoppolo's 4-2. And now here's the question I really want to ask. Who got to quarterback the better team?
Brock Purdy's
Thank
done.
You. Thank you. So Jimmy Garoppolo... 19-5, 4-2, and didn't have a great team or nearly as great a team around him as Brock Purdy. Purdy's 17-4, 4-2, and has a better team to quarterback.
But I'll say this to that, and I'm not mad at you for that, and I appreciate it. But the bottom line, Stani, there was a roller coaster with the Jimmy Garoppolo experience that you don't get with Brock Purdy, i.e., the Super Bowl. That there were a litany of reasons why the Niners didn't win the Super Bowl, but it was not the obvious glare that we got from Jimmy when you saw on a bad day, he was the ultimate weak link. That's what I think the difference is.
Stani, who do you think was more important in their playoff victories, Brock Purdy or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Probably Purdy.
I would say it's undoubtedly Purdy.
But how? Okay, let me just ask you this. How the hell did Garoppolo get the 49ers to a Super Bowl?
They ran the ball 47 times in an NFC Championship game.
And they suffocated Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins in the playoffs and Matt Stafford. They had a damn good team. Defense, too.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, somebody here showing the text line, remember, Jimmy Garoppolo did not lose a game with McCaffrey when McCaffrey played with him.
But he got hurt.
I know he did.
And that's who ultimately decided his fate. His body let him down. And remember the 1 year of the five that they didn't go, Jimmy got hurt. High ankle sprain. So he was become best ability, Stani is.
Joel in Berkeley.
Motherfucker.
I'm not doing that.
Availability, people.
Yeah. Hey, Joel, what's going on, man?
It's a guy, Evan.
Hey, man, just out here working, running around. I just on the Purdy and the question that came up just now, I would say the difference is 100%. Purdy's consistent. You can see he's consistent. Also, he's super young and getting better. I think he's already better than Jimmy, and I think there's a lot more room for him to get even better. And, yeah, he's consistent. But on the Ayuk thing, I had a question.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this. Do signing bonuses count against the cap?
I think the answer is no, because they still take that $38 million out of the guaranteed money that the player is owed. But that's the money that can that's the money I think that can be moved around a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. Our problem is we got to pay Purdy next year. And made man, not made man, whatever. We got to pay him something. It's going to be expensive. Why don't we just say, Brandon, look, man, you want $30 million a year. That's fine. We're going to give you a $10 million a year salary. And we're going to give you, let's say, 4 years of $30 million, $80 million up front. Here it is, signing bonus. Take your $80 million. Go talk to Andre Iguodala about how to invest it. And you're down the road, your grandchildren will be set. And then next year, his cap hits $10 million, and thereafter. And if it's that easy, that would be flabbergasting that's that easy. But why don't we just do that? And, hey, wouldn't be $80 million in your hand right now as a signing bonus be better than guaranteed money down the road? I think so. You got the money. Now all the investment opportunities are yours and nobody else's. What's wrong with that?
Oh, well, I love the thinking, but I'm going to leave it to the professionals, Donnie. But I'm not mad at him.
Ryan's in Irvine. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Real quick, I guess, on the topic, the stats can tell you, you can use it to your advantage sometimes, you know?
Sure.
You can kind of make the numbers be whatever you want them to look like. But if you just watch football, Kyle loves Purdy. Purdy is ascending as a quarterback. He hasn't plateaued. He doesn't have to cover up for the quarterback like he had to do with Jimmy. Plus, Kyle's old school. The effort matters, you know? And Jimmy just didn't put forth the effort or the amount of effort that Kyle thought he should have, you know? So they're not good comparisons to each other, you know? But what I wanted to talk about is I think Ayuk has played this contract negotiation perfectly. I hate it as a Niner fan, but he has done exactly what he said he was going to do all along.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we don't talk about this that much, but Ayuk said this from the beginning. His agent said this from the beginning. They were going to wait till everyone signed. They weren't going to rush to sign a contract because they knew all these other contracts were coming up. Let them set the market. And then with the CD news dropping today, it's like Ayuk just, I mean, in my opinion, he's just like smiling, watching this happen, you know? And I blame the Niners. The Niners, how do you not see this coming? If you knew our number can never be 30, 31, whatever it is, then you have to trade them before the draft. I mean, they have botched this, you know?
And real quick before you go, I would say I would not use the word perfect. And the only reason I wouldn't use the word perfect is this, how he's handling and going about it might cost him his tenure with the Niners, because not knowing the closure or the finality of how this is going to end, I can't use perfect. And if Brandon Ayuk ends up in Washington and let's just say he gets paid, I wouldn't say that was perfect because, yeah, you stood your ground, but it cost you your tenure with the Niners.
Yeah.
So perfect, Donnie, I can't use.
But he wants to play with Washington, doesn't he? And his friend who's a quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
See, I get he wants to stay in San Francisco and get paid.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Watch me come in tomorrow and he's on the Commanders.
I don't know what team he's gonna be on.
Perfect.
Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Fremont. Hey, that's Rich, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
I'm out here dealing with these pests.
Richie,
and, hey, my guys are always at Echo. Okay,
yeah.
Turn
the radio down.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
So that other guy that wrote it, that texted in and said that, you know, what they ought to do is trade Brandon Ayuk and give that money to Trent Williams.
Yeah.
But see, if I'm the brain trust of San Francisco and I'm John Lynch, I already know we don't have to do that. We do not have to trade Ayuk. He's on contract for this year.
Yep.
And I would just sit down with his agent and just tell him, say, hey, look, you know, you got 1 year on this contract. I'm going to pay you $14 million. And guess what? You ball out this year. Guess what? We'll pay you after the season. Because at that point, you got everybody back. Trent's there, he's paid. Brandon has to pay out that year. And guess what? With everybody back, you got a better chance to win the Super Bowl. Now, he balls out, they win the Super Bowl. They got no choice but to pay him at that point. But that's the route I would go if I'm John Lynch. Thanks, guys. Oh, by the way, I will be at the Red and Gold Summit.
There
oh,
you nice. Go.
There you go, Richie.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. The Red and Gold Summit, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
September 4th. It's the 2024 Red and Gold Summit set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's a week from this Wednesday. Once again, we're going to be live from beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs, they're going to be live from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts join from 4 to 6 to get you ready for another football season. Come out and join the fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Stoney, I can't wait for that. He got me thinking. But this has to be totally off the table that IU could be like, you know what, I concede. I'll come back and play on the fifth year. But the previous caller just mentioned that Brandon's been playing this perfectly. Could you, I mean, that could keep him in uniform, Stoney. And then they decide, Nick, there's no way you're doing what you're doing now, standing on business, and then going to say, you know what, we play the Jets in 5 days. I'll come back and play for the fifth, Ken. There's no way that's on the table.
I don't know. I said this on Friday. There's not.
What?
There's nothing. Zero. Right now, and I think 49er fans would agree with me. Like, there's nothing right now that could happen with Ayuk that would shock me. If he got traded, it would not shock me right now. If he got signed to a long-term contract, would not shock me. If he's in uniform week one, it would not shock me. If he's not in uniform week one, it wouldn't shock me.
See that? Oh, my gosh.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not after what we've watched for the last 6 months or
right.
what we've heard.
But the one thing, Stoney, that you're trying to avoid is having closure or having the availability of Brandon Ayuk against the Jets. So that
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't think that's a deadline. That's no deadline for them.
No, and that's why I said Joe Shasky, they butchered this. If somehow he's still on the team and he's not available or in uniform come week one against the Jets.
They may have butchered it already.
And I'll be shocked if he's traded. That's my ultimate shock. Like, I've been ready for it and kind of, but if you're going to tell me, San Francisco 49ers, your brass in front office, that this dude is not a part of your future because of some chicken, I'll be, and Brock Purdy and him, you know, that it could be Rice in Montana.
What's the difference?
Like, my goodness.
What's the difference between the 49ers not wanting to pay Brandon Ayuk and them not wanting to pay DeForest Buckner? Like, what's the difference? I don't think there is one.
I'm being real. I can make a case, Donnie, that, yeah, you got to a Super Bowl, but you could have won it had you had DeForest Buckner. And the two guys that you chose, Ward and Armstead, are no longer a point of you. Like, I'm just saying, Donnie, you asked me. I'm thinking they might have learned from that. And okay.
And now just give in to Brandon Ayuk. You know, they don't look at DeForest Buckner. Let me tell you, they don't think, oh, if we had DeForest Buckner, we would have won a Super Bowl. I don't think they look at it like that.
At all.
No. I don't. Kyle Shanahan? I don't think Kyle Shanahan would say we could have won two Super Bowls without Buckner.
Well, yeah, we thought Kinlaw was going to be able to step in and do something. And how'd that work out? And now we're talking about D-line depth.
Do you believe that the decision-making can be sound, but the result doesn't work?
I do. That's
like, and that's what I think they thought with DeForest Buckner.
But with that, okay.
So just because...
If
they thought the decision was sound with Buckner, they just drafted Kinlaw, who didn't work out, but they...
Yeah.
They would say, you know what, I think we'd still do that 9 out of 9 times.
And maybe they did it with Pearsall. Maybe he's Kinlaw at the receiver position because they're going to say night-night to Brandon.
Maybe.
But how's that? If we just leave it there, how's that looking thus far? Dude missed all the preseason.
I mean, he's practicing today.
Yeah.
Justin in San Jose. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, Steiny? Welcome back, Goo.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, I wanted to take it back to the, I don't know, maybe like 10 minutes ago, the Jimmy G and Brock Purdy segment. Steiny, I just wanted to know your thoughts on Jimmy G having a wide-open Sanders and him throwing it basically into the stands. And then that 2019 NFC Championship game where he had 8 attempts. I just wanted to know, because it felt like you didn't have enough respect on Purdy's name.
No, what I'm making a comparison between, I think Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. But the numbers up until this point are very similar in terms of they both went 4-2 in the postseason. One guy was 17-4, one guy was 19-5. I think most people would tell you that the team that Garoppolo quarterbacked was not quite as good as the team that Purdy quarterbacked. But my bigger point is this, is that I'm not convinced that Kyle Shanahan, like somebody said, Shanahan loves Purdy. And I thought to myself, I think he likes him. I don't know that he loves him. We'll know that he loves him after he gets paid. Mm. That's all. But I think Brock Purdy is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. But all I'm doing is I'm cautioning that Jimmy Garoppolo had a lot of success for this team. And I think there were times in his first two or three years when we all thought that he was going to be the franchise quarterback until injuries and then his play made it otherwise.
Right on. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate the call.
But you will admit, Stoney, it does feel different, though, even when the Niners lose under Brock. And again, it's funny, and I'm not saying you're doing this. We talk about team when we talk about Brock winning, and then when we talk about Garoppolo losing, it was just on him. Brock's a better quarterback than Jimmy. It looks and feels different, right? Even when they lose, there's not that.
What looks and feels different is their offense is loaded way more than it was with Jimmy Garoppolo.
So you feel like I'm selling Jimmy short or anybody for that matter?
No.
But we're pointing out the real. This is the best Niner offense under Kyle, and Jimmy didn't get to work with it.
Exactly.
And still.
But I don't think he would have done it. Look, I think Purdy is better than Garoppolo. All I'm saying is the numbers in terms of the wins and the playoff record, they're very, very similar. And I think most people will tell you that this offense is way more loaded than the offense that Garoppolo quarterbacked. And so when I put all that together, that's why I just, you know, Purdy needs to have another good year. And the 49ers need to make the playoffs and win some games again. And then, yeah, Purdy's going to get paid.
But what if
he gets hurt?
Then all bets are off.
Exactly.
But and this is just me. There's no better feeling as a football coach to know you got what you deem your franchise quarterback. And the debacle that was Trey Lance, Jimmy G at the end, I mean, that stuff is tiresome. So to me, Stoney, my ultimate goal is to know I got the most important position taken care of, and that's whoever I'm paying. But especially a guy that's gotten us to a Super Bowl, gotten us to the NFC Championship game. And, you know, for the people that say, and I love that analogy. Yeah, I love him at his cost. It is right now. But what about when I got to put fifth? But if he's showing you time and time and time again, he can lead you to the promised land or get you damn close. To me, that's half the battle of
searching. With a loaded team.
But isn't he part of the loaded? Isn't he part of the weapon, though?
He won't be able to be loaded when they pay him. Like, all
I'm
saying,
well, that will then present different challenges down the road. But you're going to have to make a decision before you get down there and find that out.
Maybe not. Maybe Brandon Ayuk doesn't play this year. And then Purdy has the year he has. And then we have to put that information into what we're going to decide to pay him.
Well, financially, you're okay. You're better then. But, Stoney, at what cost do you find out something you never wanted to get to answer
to?
Well,
like I said, this is where you and I differ. I mean, I would like to pay Brock Purdy after I know what kind of team he's going to quarterback.
Wow.
Not a team that I know won't have certain guys to help either protect him or to catch balls from him. That's just me. And you know, I just think that, so in 2019, the 49ers go to the Super Bowl. Then Garoppolo gets hurt.
The COVID year.
Then he comes back and what, they go to the playoffs that year?
Lose to the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
Right. And I'm just saying, I think
at
that point.
Had a 10-point lead.
Yeah, I just think at that point, nobody thought, Jimmy's not going to be our quarterback in a couple years. You would say, why would you say that? Well, because we didn't realize he was going to get hurt, and we didn't realize he was going to regress.
Or Kyle was already having a wandering eye.
Maybe Kyle's having a wandering eye right now. Who knows?
I mean, who saw Trey Lance coming? Nobody did. Even if there was no Jimmy Stoney.
Michael in Palo Alto. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Man, so, yeah, just real quick, before I get to my point, the signing bonuses thing.
Yeah,
that,
right.
I can go call her. Yeah. So basically, it's spread out.
Yes.
So it's like a player signs a $50 million signing bonus. It's prorated and spread out each year. So like it'd be an average of like $10 million per year. It's a 5-year contract. That's how it works. So with Purdy, yeah, man, I've made this point before. I kind of agree with that. It's like you give him $60 million a year, that roster of all pros, you're going to lose three guys at least just based off of that big contract. He's going from $1 million, $60 million annually. You better hope he's a top five quarterback in the league, because if he's not, you're screwed. And you lose all those all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber players. You better hope he can carry you. And this might be the year, especially if Ayuk's gone, or if you know, they're going to have a challenging season, I think, to start. You're going to see what he's made of. But I agree. I don't think you automatically go into this offseason, oh, he makes a wild card round, he makes a division round, you give him $60 million. I don't know if he's that good.
Yeah, and thanks, Michael. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I think we'll see. I think we'll see. With Brock Purdy. And like that is the way I think about it too, is okay, you have a good year. Purdy has a good year and you give him $55 million. Okay, well, Debo's gone next year, let's say, and Trent Williams retires and McCaffrey begins to show his age. And what if you realize you don't have a top five quarterback? You have a guy who's really good, but you don't have a top five quarterback. That would be my worry.
And my worry is, when do you start putting Brock into the discussion of we're winning because of him and what he's bringing to the table?
Well,
and
he's
how
not
much
as
is in, that worth?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you, who's more, is there anybody more important on off? Everything I hear from 49er fans is McCaffrey's
Trent
the best.
Trent Williams. And then Purdy.
What about Debo Samuel?
No, man, I love Debo, but he ain't more important than the quarterback.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.